It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to PCSN with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fodder along with Ken Simon. And we are, again, going to be talking baseball seniors tonight. We've got three more seniors, Justin Perry, Justice Harmon, and I want to find that other name here.
Tanner Trent.
Tanner Trent, thank you. So we got those three guys coming up, and we'll try to get those in basically the order I just mentioned. It'll probably go Harmon, Perry, and Trent, just to go alphabetical order. Again, those are the guys we will have on a little bit later on in the show. And stay tuned. Hopefully we'll get those calls through. If you are out and about, just be careful out there. There's some really, actually the ditches are really full right now. We've got a lot of rain here in the last few hours. So be safe if you get out. And there are a lot of people out and about. So be safe out there, folks.
Yeah, a little flash flooding basically that's kind of happening here. But you know, the rain, the season, the spring has definitely been interesting weather-wise. We have good weather, good days, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden it gets a little bit cool, a little frost at times, and the rain comes, and obviously like to clear that up. Supposed to be beautiful on Saturday, that's all I can say.
Beautiful on Saturday. Looking at our radar here at the studio, it is we're going to be getting some heavy rain for a while longer. So, again, just watch that, you know, especially the ditches and streams that get up pretty good. They're rolling pretty hard right now, so be careful out there. Also, I want to mention what you talked about. It's pretty some days and rainy others. You know, I know we've lost our season to COVID-19. This would have been a up-and-down season weather-wise. Had we got to play, or at least softball, we might have got four games in. I'm serious.
Yeah, you're right.
We really wouldn't have got a ton of games in due to weather. Because for 1 week, I actually took a week off when we weren't off. Took a week off that I thought was spring break. That wasn't. So I messed up a week, and we weren't actually getting started until last weekend, the second weekend in April. And we've had some really pretty days, but those have been days that we are typically off. Either a weekend, like on a Sunday, or a Wednesday, where we typically take off and don't play. And seems like the Saturdays have just been kind of washouts, and the Fridays for the triangles and the tournaments that we would have played, and those type of events. So COVID-19 got us for the season, but I'm not sure of really what kind of a season we would have actually had.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. The weather has been hectic. Again, I think when you have those clear days at that point, you almost need the field to dry out in a sense. Yeah. You know, in order to get it prepared, and whether or not you're even playing a game on those clear days like that. But then sure enough, you come right back, it rains again. So who knows, as far as even being able to cut the fields, it's been hard enough to even keep up with yard work.
Right.
Based on the weather, you know, for most people. If people have gotten in two cuts, that's probably pretty good at this point.
I've got in several cuts because I will find a day where it is not raining and just go mow. I've cut it several times, and D fussed at me. He said, "You get out and mow again, because the dandelions are starting to come up." And they do. They pop up pretty quick. But, again, it's easy to do when you can find a couple of dry days in a row. But like I said, most of the time we get a couple of dry days in a row, it's not during when we would have been playing baseball or softball or running track or even fishing. And, you know, those are the other folks we'll be having on the next couple of weeks. I talked to Coach Julie Clark. We'll be having the Bass folks on here next week. And then the following week, we'll try to get up with Coach James Clapp and get the track folks on here for their senior spotlight stuff. So, again, I guess we'll continue on. After that, I think we've heard from Ethan that we're going to just continue this right on through, I believe.
True, yes.
Well, we're still not in the clear about what's going to be going on as we go forward. I know May 11th has been the date that Governor Beshear has mentioned at least a partial
opening. Yeah,
I guess is where we're at. We will not be seeing any kind of a full opening, I don't think, until, I don't think it will be later on. Again, we're going to be, the level one is where we're going to be, and that's with the mask and all the different changes that you're going to see at the offices that you go to, or the doctors, wherever it is. We'll have to have the all the equipment in place, and that takes some construction time, and they got to get the protective equipment, just like the medical facilities do for some offices. You know, if you're a dentist or like
Vision
Center, like Edelman Jacobs, I mentioned them, they're a sponsor here on WSKV. You know, they'll have some specifications they have to meet before they can open up. So when you have those type offices, it's still going to be a while, but it's going to be different. They may make you wait. Can you sit in your car, like we've heard that? Sit in your car until it's time to come in. Just to say that they're keeping the social distancing in place and opening up. Now, so that's not really a full open up. You know, businesses, I know Tanner Dodge is opened up back up. I know for service especially. I know you can still do the online and the phone purchasing. Their service department is back open, so... You know, things like that. Restaurants, I don't think have taken a huge hit. I think they'd be kind of a salvation for folks. People still can go out and eat the carryouts and do those types of things. So some of the essential places of business that have been open, I think they're not doing terribly. You know, your grocery stores, they're going to run out of food. So be careful on the meat. I think they're talking about what May is going to be a shortage possibility of meat. So, again, looking forward, it's a... There's still some bleak things ahead, but again, as long as we can clear up as much as we can with the COVID-19 and don't have a lot of cases, again, only one still confirmed in Powell County. There could be more. We could have had a run ourselves here when it was so bad in early March and February. Who knows? Again, this thing got here and got started, in December and took a couple months to get to the United States, and since then it's been... pretty rampant here.
Yeah, it has. I think of anything, the fact that even though there's only been one confirmed case, you know, when you get tested, you might show up in Clark County, and not that they're not communicating with the local health department, but still, statistics are showing up in other counties where you may be tested. So even though we've only had that one confirmed case, it definitely, even really Eastern Kentucky has been fairly low numbers kind of across the board in a sense. Of course, people are a lot more isolated, you know, in some of these hollers and kind of spread out just a little bit more. You don't necessarily have a whole lot of subdivisions to speak of in a sense. So people are kind of spread out a little bit more than in your cities like Lexington, Clark County, even going to Jefferson, where things are a little bit different. But, you know, even going back to your phase one, so they're going to allow construction to kind of get back in and manufacturing. Of course, you know, even Toyota ended up announcing, you know, that the provisions and guidelines, they're going to have to get things set up in order to even have that to occur. And then professional services, again, who knows how that's
partial
even...
Partial professional services.
Correct. How's that even fully defined, in a sense, what services will be available? As we mentioned, you know, the vision, dental, things along those lines. But then it goes back to tanning beds. You know, you're going to be able to do tanning beds, beauty shops, barber shops. Are those are professional services, but at the same time, are those services that are going to be allowed to be open under those conditions?
I don't think on the first wave of open-ups are there. So maybe on the May 11th type open-up, which we're kind of talking about, I know everybody's kind of had their own little thing about, you know, the mask or whatever. But, again, I think masks are important to keep other folks safe. So to protect others that are out and may be more unhealthy than we are. You know, you're wearing the mask for them. You're really not wearing the mask necessarily for yourself. You're wearing it for other people. So I wish people could kind of get that idea instead of government telling you what to do. Again, they're just making suggestions on what's going to keep us safe. So if you can't take, it's kind of like this. We passed a motorcycle helmet law a long time ago, and then we took it back because we don't want to have to wear helmets. And what we have seen has been an increase of deaths on motorcycles. So it is a choice that folks can make if they want to get out and ride their motorcycle without a helmet. That's a personal choice. That really only affects that person. A mask is affecting other folks. It's kind of why we don't smoke in buildings. It's not affecting, it will affect you, yes, but it also affects others. So that's where people, I think, need to see why the mask thing is out there. I've seen Governor Beshear taking a beating on this, and I think it's very unfair. Something that I think President Trump mentioned over a month ago. If you're going to go out in public, you need to wear a mask. I'm not wearing one, but everybody else needs to. So that came from President Trump way before Governor Beshear. So if you want to beat up on one, let's beat up on both.
I think it's a good guideline to follow. The only thing that I wish is that people wouldn't demonize the people who are not wearing the mask. No personal attacks. People have rights and freedoms. People can pick and choose what they want to do. It's not, just like the seatbelt law. Yes, we have a seatbelt law. If you don't want to wear it, you could potentially suffer the consequences, right? You can get pulled over and be ticketed for that, but you can still pick and choose what you want to do. As long as people don't demonize it and make it personal and make personal attacks against people who are not choosing to do that, I wish that kind of thing would stop again. I think people should wear the mask, but stop demonizing it.
I don't think we should personally attack anyone. I think that's kind of what causes some of these problems out there. But, you know, we've seen all this stuff on Facebook and social media, people personally attacking folks. Well, that's wrong. But the mask is there for a purpose. It's to protect others. If it were only you, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I'm not mean to say people I could care less about. But if it's only you, your health is the only factor, that's fine. But we're worried about everybody else. If we're going to do this for 3 months shutdown or 4 months, and we're going to blow it all in a week, let's rethink what we're doing. Because if you want to go back to this for another 4 or 5 months, let's go back out and not wear a mask and not be safe and cancel the social distancing. Do the things that we've been warned about not doing. So if you want to do those things, we're going to shut her down again if you're not careful. So we know where we're going if we don't do what we're asked to do. That's kind of all I will throw out there.
And on one hand, just real quick, let's agree to disagree. I'm not saying personally during this particular thing. Yeah. I'm just saying in general.
Yes.
Like, you can have an opinion. I can have an opinion. We can agree to disagree and let's move on. As opposed to, again, making it political or whatever else.
Yes.
We don't have time for that in many regards, you know, and I get that people can stand on one side or the other, but at the same time, let's just agree to disagree no matter what the subject matter is and move on and respect each other and be okay with it.
That is correct. All right, we're going to take time for a break here on WSKV. That's been your COVID update from Dave and Ken, as you'll get the first 10 or so minutes on the show. We're going to come back here hopefully with Justice Harmon here on PCSN with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agent Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
All right, welcome back here to PCSN with Dave and Ken. We'll be joined now by Senior Justice Harmon. Are you still there with us? Justice, are you there? All right, we're going to try this again. I'll let Ken
apparently he wasn't there. I will say this, as far as the team, these seniors and everything that we've had an opportunity to interview, they've all done a really nice job responding to the questions, kind of giving us some insight into the things that they're actually dealing with and having to deal with under those circumstances.
Just a second. Now we got Justice back on. Sorry about that. I cut you off. My bad. I'll let you go with Ken here.
This is Justin Perry.
Justin Perry.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I did. I looked down at the numbers and called you first. That's okay. We'll talk to you first.
All righty.
That's what you were telling me a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't hear you. I had my headphones on, and I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that, Justin. So we are now talking to Senior Justin Perry, who had just came back to the baseball team. Now, you played when did you stop playing, and kind of tell us why you wanted to come back.
I stopped playing junior year just because of academics and stuff, and then I came back senior year because I knew it was going to be my last year playing baseball, and so I just wanted to be with, you know, basically my brothers again, playing the game that we all love.
Now, I know we've since been thwarted by the COVID-19 outbreak. What have you been kind of missing about the game of baseball that you love for so long?
Well, the things I love the most are just being with everybody on the team. I mean, win or lose, we're always just there having a good old time, laughing and making jokes and just loving the game and everything about it. Just being with everybody every single day pretty much with practice and games is the main thing I miss the most.
So one thing I know this is a personal thing for me. The guys that I was on a baseball team with for whenever, Little League, Babe Ruth, high school, you always remember those bus trips and those rides and the games, and you remember your friends that you had on the teams.
Yes, sir.
So tell the listeners a little bit even about yourself as far as the positions that you played, favorite position, you know, and even how long you've even been playing the game.
Well, my main two positions was pitching and catching, but I was sort of like an all-around guy. I could do pretty much anything, but I, you know, pitching was probably my favorite just because, you know, there's no better feeling than striking somebody out, especially, you know, if it's against a rival team or something like that.
Now, we had heard that you're going to be one of the guys stepping up as far as one of the guys in the rotation this year. How was it going to feel to get back on the bump?
Oh, the couple of times that we practiced and scrimmaged, you know, and I was on the bump, it was like no other feeling. It was the best. Like, I don't know. There's no feeling that can really compare to that. It's one of the best feelings I've ever had playing a sport.
So just to throw this out there, what was your repertoire of pitches? What all different pitches did you throw?
I threw fastball, two-seam, four-seam, and a changeup and a curveball.
Which is plenty in high school, I believe. Like these guys throwing six, seven, eight pitches, I think, is just a little bit on the much side. You could probably get away with, like you said, the two, the four-seam, and the changeup and be fine. But if you can add that curveball, that's a totally different look.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than making somebody turn on one of your curveballs and they drop right into the strike zone and make them look silly.
Yeah, those are times that... Yeah, the changeup can really make folks look foolish, and then that curveball, like you said, throw it at their head, and it breaks over at the outside corner, and they're going back to the dugout and say, what just happened?
Yeah.
What even got you started in pitching, or even baseball for that matter, but what was the appeal about the position of pitching, and how long have you actually been doing that?
I started pitching in sixth grade. And one of the main guys that helped me through my whole entire pitching career is Frank Spencer, one of the best coaches you could ever ask for. He's just a really great guy and a really amazing coach. He'll help you through anything, and if he thinks that you can do it, and he'll help you through it.
So it was kind of one of those, he felt that you had the talent and skills, so therefore let's put you on the mound and see what you can do?
Yeah. Always through Little League and stuff, I mainly taught, and then sixth grade came along and they're like, let's put you on the bump. And I was like, it was really overwhelming, but you know, whenever you have a really good coaching staff, it helps out that much more because it gives you the confidence to throw those strikes consistently.
So what about any kind of favorite memories or highlights throughout the years when you've played?
There's a lot of them, really. One of my most memorable moments I was catching, we were at Knott County, and this was eighth grade year, and I was catching. Justice Harmon was on the bump, and he tried to throw a split finger fastball, and Knott County's backstop is really, really tall, but it was raining out that day, and he threw that split finger, and it went all the way over top the backstop, and it was just so funny. It's really memorable. You can ask him about it later. I'm sure he won't care to tell you about it.
We'll have to put that in our memory banks for the next segment here.
Yeah. But those are memorable moments, you know, obviously just even reflecting back on that you were a part of that under those circumstances. It's raining, and obviously, and as you mentioned, it's definitely a high backdrop there, but for it to actually go flying over there, those are funny stories, but those are things you'll even talk about 20 years from now, you know, those types of memories. What were you even looking forward to as far as the season starting? What was it about the upcoming season, the practices that you were actually looking forward to?
Like I said, just being with everybody on the team. But like Coach Spencer told us this year, and he's been preaching this forever now, if you ain't looking to win a championship, then you shouldn't be on the baseball team. So that's really what everybody on the team is looking for, is to win a championship, district or regional, or both, hopefully. But, you know, and that's one of the main things that just drove everybody on the team, because everybody wanted to win.
So what was your reaction when you learned not only of the dead period, but then here recently when everything basically was canceled for the rest of the season? What was your reaction?
Honestly, it's gut-wrenching because, you know, last year playing baseball, I mean, everybody, every single senior was just so ready and, like, so excited for it. Because we grew up and how baseball's team is, or Powell County's team is, their system, you know, you start playing with high school guys whenever you're in 7th, 8th grade, and you know those guys all the way up to your senior, and you're looking at all these seniors and juniors and upperclassmen, and you're like, you can't wait to be them and be in their position to be one of the big guys on the team and support the team in every single way you can. So, and whenever that got taken away from us, every single one of us was pretty down on ourselves.
So how have you even been coping, not only with the loss of the season, but just in general, as far as dealing with the COVID-19 and social distancing, kind of having to isolate, things along those lines? How have you kind of been dealing with that on a daily basis?
I've been just wearing a mask as much as possible, and I work at Papa John's, so I have to, you know, be really clean there and wear a mask and hand sanitizer and all that stuff. But also, you know, I still reach out to all my baseball buddies and all my good buddies out in life. You know, I text them as much as I can, just see what they're doing, see how they're doing, checking up on them and stuff.
So outside of work and, you know, even social media, any binge watching on, you know, Netflix or anything, or, you know, playing video games? How else are you occupying your time?
Oh, yeah. Video games are definitely a support, and binge watching some The Office on Netflix and just a bunch of other TV shows and stuff. Criminal Minds, can't get better than that.
So what about future plans for yourself? What do you plan on doing after whatever graduation, you know, ceremony, or what will actually take place? What are your future plans?
Going into the workforce. I have a couple job offers right now, mostly construction and all that good stuff. So I'm probably going to take that whenever I get my diploma. And, you know, and another thing about baseball, with the coaching stuff we have, not only do they teach us, you know, the game, they also teach us how to be a man and how to deal with things. So that also has a play in it. So, you know, now it's my time to go out into the world and do what I can do with it.
Just one real quick thing about school. I know you're one of the class cut-ups, if you will. What are some things that you miss most about going to school every day and seeing the folks that you saw?
I'm a really big social guy. I love talking to people. I love meeting new people. So that's just one of the things I miss the most about it all, is going to school every single day and seeing those familiar faces, and even the new faces that I didn't really talk to as much, but still talk to, just to know them.
Yeah, so, when, When I saw you at school, you would talk to anybody, I believe, Justin.
Oh yeah, I don't meet a stranger. You know, I love everybody. I feel like everybody has a story, and I'm always down to listen. So,
by the way, that's a compliment too. I think more people need to be that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
No problem.
What would you say not only to your fellow players on your team, but even your senior classmates? What's something that you would even say to them through all of this?
Just keep your head up. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It may not be visible right now, but you know, we'll find a way to get through this. And even if it's not the most conventional way, we'll get through it as a class and as a whole. And we're gonna remember this for the rest of our lives. And I'm pretty sure everybody else is going through it is too. So. And it's a unique and very different way that we're not used to of graduating and getting through the school year, but we'll just have to prevail through it and push on through.
You're just going to have to be remembered as the class of 2020 that will go down in history for a very different type of graduation or the missing of the season like you all did. You all will go down as a group remembered, I believe.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean. And very infamously, and you know, but it's very unique, like I said, but we'll just have to push on through and deal with it.
I'll tell you what, Justin, it's been good having you on, even if I got you out of order, but that was the order I got him on my text messages. I just wasn't paying attention. But again, thanks for being on here. We really enjoyed it, and you did a great job here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Good luck in your future as well.
Hey, guys, I thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. You have a
great day. Thank you too.
All right, we're going to step away with another break here on PCSN with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back here to PCSN with Dave and Kim. We'll be joined now by Justice Harmon. I meant to call him first, but that's okay. How are we doing, Justice? Hang on just a second. I got to push another button. Now try it. You there?
Yep, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine here in the studio. And you had a good football season, I guess, this year. Then it come to a grinding halt after you came back in for baseball. I asked you kind of the same thing I asked Justin a little bit earlier. What got you back into the game of baseball this year, and why did you feel that you missed it?
Well, I quit my junior year. I don't know. It's just one of them things. I just didn't feel like it was the thing for me. But senior year came around, and, you know, I was like, you know, this is the last ride with the guys that we kind of grew up all around and whatnot. So I was actually signing whenever I signed with Union for football. I seen Frank and I told him, I was like, hey, like, I'm thinking about baseball. I was like, all right, come on out. And that's how it happened.
Pretty simple. By the way, congratulations on the sign with Union. Since you mentioned that, what has it been now with the COVID-19? Have you been able to, I guess, talk to those folks about what you need to be doing in the off season?
Oh, yeah. Like, we'll text a couple times throughout the week. The coach will text me and check up on me, give me lists and whatnot to keep building up, because as of right now, we're still planning on continuing the season as regular, even though some colleges are pushing theirs back a little bit.
That was getting ready to be my next question. What are they saying for a startup of the season?
Their union is looking at a regular start of the season, you know, just keep a thing like usual. But it's kind of going back and forth right now because more colleges are just keep pushing back because of all of this.
So you guys would, I guess, get into the dorms early and get started that way? Is that the early check-in with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Tell the listeners, actually, as far as union approaching you, what was that process like, and what position, you know, are they looking for you to fill on their team?
Well, there was a time when, you know, no colleges were really coming, and I went down to UPike, and then I went to Union, and whenever I went on the tour there, it kind of just fell in place. Like, I love the campus. I love the location of it. Like, it's not too far from home, but it's not too close, so in case something happens, you know. But I thought about it for a couple of days and figured out time with them. It's a really good fit. But they're looking for me to fill a linebacker on their defense. And I see it being a really good fit for just me in general. Like, their coach is really nice, but they're really straightforward, straight down to business kind of people too.
So were they looking at trying to get you out there as being a contributing factor this year, or would be more like, I know they have a JV schedule there at Union too, don't they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And will they be? They usually, I guess, like a lot of those NAIA schools, they bring in, 150, 200 guys and just kind of weed out through the process. If you make it through the school, then you're more likely to be on the team, I would think, as far as that 100-man roster for home games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the way I'm thinking right now. But whenever we went on that visit, he pulled us aside individually and told us that, you know, he's wanting to rebuild the program. And if the younger guys are putting in more work than the older guys, then he would gladly start the younger guys over that.
I'll tell you what, that's really good to hear. This is just you know, Megan went to Lindsey Wilson when they just had started the football program, and they actually had recruits on campus for a couple of years before they started the football, and they got started, and they were starting with freshmen and working their way up. So, and they're now one of the top contenders in that league. So, I tell you what, sometimes it behooves you to start out with the freshman and sophomore group and work their way up.
Oh, yeah, it'll pay off in the long run.
Yep.
So as far as degrees or career options, what are you kind of looking at as far as what once you get beyond graduation at the collegiate level, what kind of profession are you looking into?
I'm going to go to college for a criminal justice major and law enforcement as a secondary, so I can tie that in after I get out of college and whatnot, and do something along the lines of law enforcement.
Tell you what, right now there's plenty of openings, I think, in the state police academies. Now with a college degree, I think, or military service, I think those are the two recommendations for the state police. If you're looking for that, I think there are openings now coming up in those academies.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's great, though, because with all this stuff going on and who knows when it'll be over, they need as much help as they can get and stuff.
You're exactly right, sir.
So tell the listeners, you know, how long you've been playing baseball, what positions you play, and what your favorite position even is.
I've been playing since fourth or fifth grade, I think. I liked it from the get-go, you know, just hanging out with guys and playing around and whatnot. But favorite memory – wait, did you ask favorite memory?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Favorite memory is probably my eighth grade year. I heard Justin talking about it earlier. He was catching and I was pitching. We were in Knott County. And, I went to go throw that split finger fastball. It was muggy that day. It was raining. And went to pitch and it just slipped out of my hand and went right over big old backstop.
A question about the split finger real quick. How hard of a pitch is that to throw?
Well, I got really short fingers, so it's pretty difficult for me.
See, I was getting ready. I was thinking in my head, you can't have really long fingers. You're not a real tall guy, and I don't remember you having, you know, the big hands. So most of the guys that throw the split finger well have the really long fingers.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Now, you know Mr. Combs that works at high school sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that he had probably one of the best split fingers that ever came out of this area?
Are you serious?
Oh, trust me, I'm serious. Actually, when he was coaching, he threw it to a catcher when I was helping him coach, and he threw it, and the catchers couldn't catch him. And he was probably 55 years old, and they couldn't catch his split finger.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you. Well, he pitched at UK and finished his career out at Eastern, but the cat had some talent. But he actually, he taught me this earlier, he put a softball in between his index finger and middle finger and kept it there for a long time just to stretch his fingers out. But he can still show you his hands where the fingers are still spread because of that.
That's old school.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably one of the best pitchers ever pitched here in Powell County, and I don't think a lot of people remember that, but I'm telling you, split finger was absolutely nasty. So if you ever want a tutelage on the split finger, just talk to Mr. Combs.
What do you miss about school and even being around your friends, your teammates? What do you miss most about that?
It was routine, you know. When none of us really saw this coming until it blew up, and next thing you knew, it was everywhere, COVID-19 this and that. But I really just miss being on routine and hanging out with friends every single day. I've seen the teammates every day after school practice and whatnot.
Now I know you didn't like really like you like school, but what do you miss most about school since you haven't been getting to go?
That's a good question. Probably sports, honestly. Just being tied in with that, because sports has just always been a big part of my life. Yeah. And whatnot.
Yeah, you've been active in, I guess, football since you've been in Little League, I guess, and. What, fourth, fifth grade when you start the football gig, and then baseball, I'm assuming you start around the same time?
I started football in third grade. I remember it used to be second grade, and, you know, that year finally came up, and they were like, well, you need to be third grade now. So that's when football started. Then baseball, it came a couple years later.
So you actually started football before you started the baseball?
Oh, yeah.
So how are you coping and spending your time outside of, you know, now that there's no school, no practices? What are you doing to occupy your time?
I'm just working nonstop.
Go ahead and give your business a plug. Where are you working?
TFH in Lexington. It's a utility company.
So you gotta get up and go to Lexington every day.
Oh yeah, get up about 5:30 every morning.
Now that's probably why I would miss school right there. You have to get up now. Yep. By the way, you're going to have to be doing that about 5 when you get to Union. That's probably when you'll get up and go condition every morning, I would think, and lift weights.
Oh, yeah. They start real early.
Yeah. That's something. And, you know, really working in Lexington at 5, getting up at 5:30, going to work, that's going to get you ready, I guess, to start with the conditioning down at Union when you get there.
Oh, yeah. It'll put the work ethic right into you.
You'll have the head start back on that. I will promise you that. I couldn't get up that early. Out.
What would you say to your fellow classmates, your teammates, you know, some thoughts as far as whether it's encouragement or otherwise? What would you say to your classmates?
Honestly, you know, don't take anything for granted, because, you know, I didn't play junior year. I came back senior year all pumped up, and it just got taken away from us all. So, you know, just cherish every moment that you have with each other, and, you know, even when you're sprinting at practice and whatnot and you hate it, now enjoy them things, because you will miss it.
Yeah, I know you had a couple of injuries in football where you may miss a game or so, and sometimes you never know when you're going to be able to play the last down.
Oh yeah, because after I tore my ACL, it was like a realization of, hey, you know, you got to really start taking everything in and being grateful for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know we talked to Wyatt Clark last week, who also, you know, missed basketball this year and was likely missed most of the baseball season anyway with his knee, but you can kind of relate to that with your knee injury as well. So it kind of gives you an idea of what it is not to get to have something, but when you're healthy and don't get to have it with the COVID-19, that's a little bit different of a kick in the gut.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got any shout-outs you want to make to anybody before we let you go?
Just all the senior class, you know, just hanging in there, hoping that whenever all this, you know, social distancing band lifted up, we can all get the team together and just play a couple pickup games of baseball.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner, Justin. We wish you the best of luck at Union, and stay safe out there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Looks like we'll, carry on here, David. For some reason, our programming computer is not necessarily cooperating with us. We always have technical problems. Again, it doesn't matter if we're broadcasting a game. It seems like whether it's logging on or otherwise. And I'd like to think we're actually technologically savvy, but for whatever reason, we seem to get sabotaged, but we have a tendency of working our way through it, as he's actually going to get Tanner Trent on the line now, try and get him on. Again, I can't say this enough, impressed with these student athletes. You know, their state of mind, their mindset, the way that they actually go forward, continuing to forge ahead as far as their daily lives, their goals going forward as far as career options, whether it's college or joining the workforce, and just even their general responses to some of these questions. They're very mature, and their outlook definitely very positive in so many different ways, but can't say enough about the way that they handle themselves. Again, it's so unfortunate that something like this has happened, to not be able to enjoy the high school sports season here in the spring. But as David mentioned earlier, with the way that the weather has been, wouldn't necessarily have a whole lot of ball games in at this particular point, just based on all the rain that we've actually had. So under those circumstances, who knows what the season would have been like in general. It's unfortunate, though, that these circumstances have actually taken place and caused the seasons basically to kind of be dispelled and taken off or whatever. But hopefully the good news, as we talked about earlier, May the 11th, kind of a target date as far as getting some businesses back in line again, be able to kind of get things back to some normalcy to some extent. And it looks like David's got our next guest on line here.
Hey, talk to me, Tanner. Make sure I got you on. Now talk to me.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now I got to get my button straight over here. All right. We got Tanner Trent. And tell us about when the last time you played and what got you back out.
Well, it's been sixth grade since the last time I played, honestly. I just got into something else. I really got in and started focusing in on cross country a lot more. And between those two sports, it's just a little much. So I just kind of focused on cross country a little more.
Now, you did a pretty good job with cross country. So, thank you for what you did with this cross country season. Again, that was in the fall. How did you do during this season?
I didn't play this season because I focused on baseball.
Okay, I got you. So you just kind of switched it up and went back to the baseball?
Yeah.
So where did Coach Spencer think that you had a good fit for the team this year?
On the field?
Yeah.
Second base.
So looking at some second base activity. All right. I know you also, since you run, did look at you any kind of like a pinch runner, courtesy runner type thing?
Yeah.
So what actually, what caused you to even make that decision to switch from cross country and to come back out for baseball? What was the appeal for you at this point?
Really my brother and a lot of my family wanted me to switch on to baseball for my senior year, actually. So I just kind of went with it.
Yeah, you got a lot of those folks really get into the baseball, I believe, in that family. I know a lot of people look at baseball, basketball and football as being like the big two sports here in the county. And I always look back and I think kind of baseball has been the most successful sport that we've had in the past. Do you see Definitely. Kind of the same thing, what I'm talking about, or how do you look at yeah. that?
Same way. You can see the banners in the gym and the list of records, and the baseball manager stands out quite a bit to me.
I totally agree. I know a lot of people put a lot of time and money in, like, and I'm not knocking basketball and football. I'm not doing that at all. But I know when you talk about the those are, I guess, the teams that make more money as far as revenue. But, man, baseball in Powell County is by far the most successful sport over time that we have here. And you know, I'm glad you got to come out with a chance to play. Just unhappy that we got had in this way.
Thank you.
What were you looking forward to most as far as getting back into baseball and the season starting?
Honestly, with it being my senior year, just trying to make the most memories possible. You know, win or lose, you're out there with your buddies, your teammates, and trying to play your best.
And see, I think people don't understand that. I talked to Coach Spencer about this just a week or so ago, and we talked about a little bit about, you know, we don't have a lot of kids that don't have anybody really goes pro. Keith Stewart, I think, maybe the only one we've ever had to go pro. And to play at the D1 level, we've had very few. And even to go on and play college ball, we've had very few. So it kind of gets back to making the memories at the high school level and going forward. And I think that's important to most people.
What was your reaction when you first learned that there was the dead period, and then subsequently after that, you know, a week or so ago when you found out that the season was going to be canceled?
It was very hard to process it because, you know, all of us seniors were really looking forward to our senior year playing baseball with everybody and standing out and try to make our community look pretty all right with a winning record. It kind of sucked a lot, but we all came together and handled it in the right way to where it wouldn't be as hard.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
Just try to make it easier on each other.
Well, I mean, I think you always got your teammates to lean on, and I think going forward, I think even though you just came back, I think you're the kind of kid that your teammates are always going to look at you as a teammate regardless. And even if you didn't play an inning this season, I think the baseball camaraderie and the family goes, if you're part of the family, you're part of the family regardless. And I think you'll always be a part of that 2020 family.
Thank you.
So how are you actually, you know, as far as your time, what are you actually doing to fill that time? Not going to school, not going to practice, not playing the game. So what are you doing to actually occupy your time now?
Work.
Where do you work? What kind of work are you doing?
Roofing for Trans Roofing.
Wow. You're working hard every day then.
Oh, yeah.
So as far as future plans, what are you looking to do? Once you know this school year is over with, and you go through whatever the ceremony or you get your diploma kind of thing, what are you looking forward to do moving on in your future?
I plan to go to a trade school for pipeline welding and going straight into the workforce right after.
You know, there's more and more of a call for those jobs out there now, I think, than ever before. I think that's a good avenue for a lot of folks to go is the trade school. If not that, even like the BCTC or the MCTC, those type schools, mm-hmm. I think those are all good fits for folks.
So as far as your time outside of work, what are you doing to keep up with your friends, classmates, or even, you know, spending time at home with your family? What kind of things are you all doing to occupy your time?
Well, we really just watch a bunch of Netflix, and honestly, we're kind of lazy around the house right now. There's really not much we can do.
Has it been okay to be lazy around the house though with your family?
Oh yeah.
And see, I think a lot of people are getting this. Tanner is they're really finding out what their family is all about, and getting to spend time with them is something that you probably wouldn't have got to do if it wasn't for COVID-19.
Right.
Even if it is just binge watching Netflix or otherwise, you know, at least you kind of have that time. And those would be memories in and of itself, you know, reflecting back when you had these opportunities to spend time with your with your family like that.
Especially when you're getting ready to go to school and getting ready to go out to a trade that you're going to be away from home a lot. These are some times, I think, that you can make your own memories at the house with family, and sometimes the family memories never go away.
True.
How are you trying to stay positive through all of this?
I just really try to stay focused on work and not necessarily think too much about it. But family and friends really help support a lot through it right now. They, like, try to give you hope, I guess.
Yeah.
Something will come out of it.
Like I said, I think there is hope out there. It's just, it may be further away than folks expect, and I think everybody's kind of working hard to keep the numbers down of the COVID cases around here. Are you seeing any different when you go out to work, like, away from Powell County? Do you see it any different there?
There is here and there, really, just depending where we're working at. A lot of the customers, like, they will come out and they'll have their mask on like they're supposed to, I guess. But other than that, a lot of people are still doing their daily routine. Essential workers are, anyways.
Yeah. So you're not seeing a big change except for folks wearing masks when you go visit as a customer.
What would you like to say to your teammates as well as your senior classmates?
Just stay hopeful and be there for one another, and just make the most out of everything you can, because, for example, we never knew something as big as our senior year would be taken away from us. So just take advantage of every moment possible.
Yeah, and on that note, what is it you miss most about going to school every day?
Seeing my friends every day and messing around and playing ball and just having a good time.
I totally understand. I will have to say this, and I've said this before, you know, the senior teammates that I had when I was in high school, those are still some of my best friends today. So I don't think COVID-19 makes that any change. I think the friends that you had in high school are still going to be those same people that you go back to years to come. And again, I think the baseball family is always going to be there for you. You tell them you're a member of the class of 2020, didn't get to have their season, they're definitely going to know who you are. All right, we're going to let you get off here. And again, thanks for joining us, and good luck with your future endeavors, Tanner. And again, sorry we got to miss you on the field this year, but again, it's something that you guys have had to give up to keep everybody healthy and safe.
All righty. Thank you for having me. Have a nice time.
All right.
Thank
take care,
you,
Tanner.
Too. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap up, I guess, the baseball segment. Again, tonight we had Justin Perry, Justice Harmon, and Tanner Trent. Last week, Wyatt Clark, Jace Ware, and Trent Rogers on the show. And again, these guys have kind of got it right on the cue. They miss each other on the field, and they miss playing the game that they all love. Even the guys that are just coming back out that we talked to tonight. These guys are always going to have a special place in heart on Powell County baseball. That legacy, to me, is probably one of the bigger legacies. You look at the basketball folks, they know who graduated what year, when that group was. I'm not sure they know it as well as the Powell County baseball family did. It's really a tight-knit group. And if you're a part of that group, everybody kind of knows who you are and remembers, because most of those guys come back out and watch the team, and you root for their success. And that's just kind of the way it is with baseball. I know the basketball guys are the same thing with basketball. Football guys, you see the old guys coming back to games, and most of them try to help out with the football team. So it's always great to give back, and these guys gave you a different little a look at what they're doing. Most of them are working, and again, actually get a chance to go out and make some dollars while they're not going to school, and maybe it's a little bit easier to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think just the fact that, you know, some of them do work, just that work ethic, right? You know, obviously you realize that if they're working now, in a sense, what would they have brought to the field as far as a player, a teammate, you know, encouraging others, you know, and obviously working hard, in a sense, to even prepare to get in those games to do that. So, you know, that's nice to see. Just even their aspirations, you know, whether it's trade school, whether it's the workforce, whether it's college, everybody has a different route. Everybody has a different plan. You know, we wish nothing but the best for all of these seniors going forward. As far as whatever it is that your hopes and dreams are, go chase after it and seize that. And obviously, even though this has kind of been a little bit of a setback, a disappointment to some extent, overcome that adversity and go out and achieve everything that you possibly can for yourself.
I tell you what, with what we have heard from the class of 2020, just a small segment with six baseball seniors and one softball senior so far, what we've heard from them is a total, I don't know, I'm very proud of the way these kids have come on the show and talked to us about others, about what they've felt, and really almost to a player, they miss each other. That's what they miss, but they understand why. And I tell you what, it shows a lot of maturity, I have a lot of respect for these kids. And if you're out there and you're thinking about the class of 2020 and, you know, not having the typical graduation, not having the typical ceremonies, you know, the honors night, the prom, and the things that these kids, I'm not saying the guys missed the prom and stuff, but, you know, the girls, and they'll still talk about the prom, not getting to go in that car that they were going in or whatever it may be, the ride. But those are the things these kids have missed in the spring. And it may be in schools, maybe you start doing some of that stuff in the fall so you don't miss it again in the spring. But I don't know if the school has to change their schedule based on this or not. But you wonder what these kids will think about in 10 years. And, man, I miss that. I miss this. I miss that. And, again, we can always look back at 2020 and say, we all understand we all had to kind of give up something, but this group really gave up a lot.
Yeah, and if anything, it would be interesting to have that conversation 10 years down the road to gain a perspective from them at that point as a reflection to look back. Again, yeah, we've missed out on some things, but when you talk about this senior class, no, we can't even understand what they've gone through. We can have a perspective, having been, you know what I'm saying, just age in and of itself, right? We can have a perspective.
But no clue what the feelings actually
are. Really,
like.
No, exactly. No clue what it is that they've actually had to go through and endure mentally, right? You know, as some of them mentioned, all of a sudden you're getting yourself psyched up. It's my senior year. I'm going to get out there and, you know, like, I think these things are going to happen. And then you realize that it's not. One of the things that I try to live by on a daily basis, I try to have no expectations. And what I mean by that is that I don't want to get too high and expect something to happen and it not, and then fall really low. So therefore I try not to have any expectations and live in the moment. And then if it happens, then it happens. If not, then it's like it didn't happen. And I don't affect myself mentally, if that makes sense.
See, golf would be a perfect sport for you.
Well, yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In golf, you can't get too pumped up over a birdie because the next hole may be a bogey.
Correct.
Or you can't get too torn up over the bogey because the next hole can be get the birdie on the next one. So that, again, I tie that sport in because you have to stay in the moment, just like you're talking about. So you can't get too up. You can't get too far down. I know folks at home, like the teachers, for an example, and I'll throw this out there. After this long break from school that the teachers have had, I think some of those folks that are of retirement age, I think they get out. I really do. Because see the value of staying home with family on how important that can be. And they're learning, oh, this is what it's like to be home every day when I'm retired. I really think you're going to see this when you come back to school next year, that I think you'll see more people out of the job because of retirement. And you'll see a lot of openings. So I think teaching is going to be one of those professions that really takes a hit because it was a job that they're still working. but it's different, and they're at home. And I think some people realize that it's okay to be at home.
I think you're probably right. I would like to think as well that the general public at large would have a much healthier respect of for educators. Yes. Honestly, I mean, that I would like to think so. You know, realizing how difficult it is to get through some of those NTI packets, and some of them are difficult, and not necessarily understanding the process. My daughter and I were even talking the other night when she was in school. The way that we learned math and the way that she learned math, totally different.
Yes.
So therefore, I mean, again, I have an understanding as a parent to where, you know, you might not understand the process that some of these kids are, but realizing that's why they're teachers, you know, that's why you have that relationship with their teachers, to have an understanding of how you can help at home in order to kind of bridge that gap to better your child's opportunities going forward. Because education, obviously, as we know, it's the key to so many things.
I think educators, when they come back to the job, will be actually refreshed to get back. The ones that are back in the classroom next year, I think they're going to be excited and ready to go, regardless of circumstance. But again, folks at the retirement age, they may say, I'm out.
You're exactly right. At that point, we're out.
We're out. And thanks for listening here to PCSN with Dave and Ken. Again, we'll have this on the webpage if you want to come back and re-listen to this tonight's episode. Again, thanks for listening. Join us next week here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
Pickup Country gets around, and we have the post to prove it. Like WSKVFM on Facebook and let us know where you're listening from.
Welcome to the Tim White Bluegrass Show. From Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, the birthplace of country music region, in the beautiful Southern Appalachian Mountains. For the next 2 hours, sit back and enjoy bluegrass at its finest. Old time, bluegrass gospel, comedy, and interesting interviews. And now here's your host, Tim White.
Well, hello, everyone. I am your bluegrass buddy, Tim White. Glad to be here with you again this week on your favorite radio station. Going to be playing some good bluegrass music, some old-time laced with some Americana, and some comedy, and as always, a whole lot of good information. So reach over there, turn it up, and take the knobs off the radio. Getting it started this week, here's the legendary Seldom Seen.
I was young, I spent my summer days playing on the tracks. The sound of the wheels rolling on the steel took me out, took me back. Big train from Memphis, big train from Memphis, and now it's gone, 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 gone. Out a roar, and I just had to tag along. Each night I went to bed with the sounds in my head and the dreams.